6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Is the narcissist spying on me? Is he spying on us, Remy? This is a question people often ask, and they ask it with good evidence that maybe the narcissist has been spying on them. This can come into the Hoover situation, you know, where somebody actually realizes that they're under surveillance, and then they get a Hoover after this. So to answer the question, is the narcissist spying on you or me? I will give you a rundown of the times that a narcissist is generally spying on their victim, target, or supply, and generally not, which may help you answer a few questions you have when you really get the feeling you're being watched. And leave down in the comments if you are experiencing this and how it's happening, because it does. Narcissists do spy on us, and there's reasons for that, and we're going to get into all of this in this podcast. Everybody's situation is different, so there may be tweaks to your circumstances that are different, but this is a generalized overview of the narcissist and their spying games on their victims. So to start off with, if you just reflect on how a narcissist views people, and for this particular instance, we're going to look at the intimate relationship, where the narcissist often changes their supply, changes their partner, can be married multiple times, or can do the norm. What in relation to narcissist timescale, the 12 to 18 month relationship and change, the 5-year relationship and change. They usually have a pattern that's applicable to them, basically their modus operandi. So they view people as supplies, basically as being able to provide them with services, with finances, with status, with imbuing them with the character traits that they will try to take from their partner and put out as their own, or share in the coupledom of the partnership as being a nice person because their partner is a nice person, that kind of thing. So basically, people are like car models. They have different features that the narcissist requires at different times. So if you look at the situation like that in relation to their objectification of people, you'll realize that when they're spying on their sources of supply, it's not because they love the car. It's literally because of their own particular circumstances at any given time. It's always about the narcissist's needs. It's not about the narcissist missing you in an emotional way where they, you know, realize that they actually loved you. They're thinking about the features that you offer as a source of supply. Hard as it is to accept, narcissists do not have empathy, do not have the ability to love, and only look at things, situations, and people in a self-referencing manner as to what that situation or those people or that person can do for the narcissist, because they're the star of the show and no one else matters. So the start of the narcissist spying on, we're going to go with the intimate partner this time in this particular podcast. This starts off with your surveillance of you as a stranger or someone that has been come up on their radar as being a potential partner for them, friend of a friend, family member, etc., whatever situation has arisen. Or they're looking online for a potential victim, as you know that there's a lot of online dating, online crime at the moment in relation to narcissists lying and having multiple relationships and asking people for money. So there's all that kind of thing. But getting back to our podcast, the first time the narcissist will spy on you is when they're doing their recce on you, doing their surveillance, see what your interests are, setting you up for your initiation into the relationship and for your capture. Now, you may think, well, OK, so that makes sense. The narcissist is spying on me, looking to see what I have and looking to see how they can get in, what type of a person I am, etc. So then we're in the relationship. So there's no need to spy on me. There's every reason to spy on you, because you are essential to the narcissist's existence. You have to be kept under control at all times. Your supply, your attention, your money, your everything can go on nobody else. So in order for the narcissist to pin that down, they need to know your movements. They need to curtail your movements. They need intel on your movements. So despite the fact that any number of us, when we become suspicious of what the narcissist is up to, and we have a very, very creepy idea that the narcissist is cheating or up to something, and we go look at the narcissist's phone, this is well into the relationship, or we try and, you know, ask questions about the narcissist, don't get that confused with the narcissist's fairly constant surveillance of you during the relationship. So you may think that, oh, well, I'll just keep this, you know, I won't say this because the last time I said this to the narcissist, well, he or she flew off the handle, had a total Mickey fit, and, you know, we didn't have any more biscuits for the rest of the week because they threw them on the ground and stamped on them and, you know the picture. So you say to yourself, well, I just won't mention this to the narcissist because I'd like a biscuit this week. So that's kind of keeping information from the narcissist. And you probably think that you've managed to do that successfully. And then, you know, the narcissist comes and says to you, so where did you go last Tuesday? And you say, ooh, because you're no good at lying and you're no good at keeping things to yourself, and you kept it to yourself because you wanted to keep the peace. I'm telling you, the narcissist is asking questions, is looking at your phone, is listening behind closed doors, because they're paranoid. They're super paranoid about what you're up to, and they own you. So you're basically their servant, and they do not want you going serving other people. So they keep an eye on you. You clock in, you clock out. You get the texts, where are you? What are you doing? What time will you be home? And I know you know the picture. So this is background spying that you may not have realized was going on within your relationship. Not so much the long-term relationship, but the immediate, the short to medium-term relationship. This is when the narcissist will spy. In a very, very long-term relationship, they feel they have the person so under control, so beaten down, that they don't deem it a necessary part of the whole show to be spying on this person. They feel that they have crushed the life out of them, and they totally underestimate some of our long-term members in the community who have gotten out of these relationships after 10 plus, 20 plus, 30 plus, maybe 40 plus years, and say, if again, in the comments, tell people if you have, and join the community, be part of this, because we're all going somewhere together, and it's a good place. It's a supportive place, and it's a place where we're going to learn to fly. So the next time the narcissist will spy on you, and a lot of the channels will tell you, no, once the narcissist leaves you and they discard you, they're not interested in you anymore, and they're totally concentrating on the new source of supply. And while that does have merit, there is a short window where the narcissist does spy on you, because they need to know that you're under control, that you're the inferior person, and that they're going off in a superior position, and that you're in pain. Because if they know you're in pain, it's easier to blame you for the collapse of the relationship, notwithstanding they may have gone off and cheated. But if you're in pain, you're going to stay waiting for them longer. So you're not going off anytime soon to have and live your best life. And that gives the narcissist, one, a huge sense of empowerment, and two, a huge security blanket for the next relationship that they're going off into, in case, for some reason, not that they do anything wrong, but that that person may not work out or be who they say they are initially. So it is important in the initial weeks and months after the narcissist leaves you that they know your situation and they are comforted. Isn't this dreadful? They're comforted by your discombobulation, your pain, and your difficulty in getting over the relationship. Now, here's the bit.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The window that I believe that the narcissist doesn't spy on you, and it's there's two times the narcissist doesn't spy on you. This is one of them, and I'll get to the other one in a few minutes. Once the narcissist is engaged with looking at different options, different new sources of supply, people, different potential partners for the next relationship. Once they feel that you're secure, just as I said a few minutes ago, they stop spying. They go full pelt for leather into the new relationship. And you are like you never existed. They do not think about you. They don't wish to think about you, and they're totally immersed in their own new great life. And that's the way they frame it. The great life, if ever they want to emphasize how great their life is now, they may refer to, thank God I got out of that relationship. Oh, that crazy, that nutter, I'm so glad I'm away from. And this is the relationship for me. And this is, I'm living my best life now. So that's the only time that they would maybe reference you or think about you. But they're definitely not interested in spying on you. You're finito, didito, gone, never existed. That's how cold they are. That's how much they lack empathy. And you could have loved them to the hills and back. You could have stood in your head. You could have given them your family fortune. That does not matter. You are simply a tool. And that's why this is actually important to remember in your recovery stage. You, me, and anyone else that was the partner of a true narcissist was literally a tool. So when you ask then, Paula, do they come and spy on me again? Because it's been 6 months now and I've noticed some strange things. I've noticed a car going by slower. I've noticed someone I thought was the narcissist. I've noticed there are family members in my area. One of the family members contacted me. You know the scene. And, you know, I got a call from an odd number I didn't know, and it wasn't one of those awfully annoying calls we get nowadays, you know, with these automated machines. I don't know, what are they looking for us to stay on the line or whatever so that they can make money out of us? I don't know what scams are going on, but it wasn't a scam, you know, number. And this number was repeatedly ringing me. You know the picture where you think, I feel I'm being watched. I just feel I'm being watched. So it is at this stage, not because the narcissist is missing you, me, or anyone else they've gotten with. It's because, not that they're missing us as souls, as people, as personalities, as human beings, but the narcissist situation may have somewhat changed. And remember, despite the illusion the narcissist sets us up with, that they finally found the one. They have 20 the ones in their lives, if not more. So this is just a new one. It is not the one, or it's the one of the month. So inevitably, the new person starts to look for more from the narcissist, starts to look for their needs to be met. The narcissist, you know, has dropped the mask. Whatever's happened, the new person is a narcissist. The narcissist isn't getting the same level of attention they were when they started the relationship. It's the narcissistic behavior pattern cycle. Love bomb, devalue, discard, hoover. So while that cycle is going on over there, they're looking around at their old garages with their cars in the garage, because they own all those cars. They've marked those cars as theirs, as backups, you know, as backups in case the new car doesn't work out. So at this point, when the narcissist is kind of sniffing around, they want to withdraw from the new person they're with to teach them a lesson. So it may be a mini discard for the new person, or the new person has enraged them and angered them and they're quietly fuming, although the new person doesn't know this because the narcissist may not have embedded them fully. And the narcissist, in order to punish the new person, will spy on their old sources of supply to see who'd fancy a Hoover, who'd fancy a bit of a shake-up, who'd fancy a tango pick-up and give the narcissist a bit of umphy feeling so that they could get off on the attention of one of their old sources of supply while getting pleasure from deceiving their current partner. So at that point, the narcissist may be spying on you guys, me, whoever their old source of supply was, to see, would it be easy to hoover, like a little hoover, not a serious one, not to get back into the relationship, heat check hoover, just for a bit of amusement and to play into the scenario I've just described. So you could be getting checked up your Facebook or whatever if you haven't blocked the narcissist, which is always the best idea to do. So they find it hard to get information on you. So they find it harder to hoover you. So someone else that they've left that's much more accessible will be the beneficiary of that disgusting person's attention. That's the only way I can describe it. Now, a lot of people leave their Facebooks open, you know, it could be 4 or 6 months after the narcissist has left. A lot of people leave other social media avenues that the narcissist can come back to you, even your phone open, because they actually want the validation of a hoover. And that's very understandable. It's just that it's dangerous when you're not fully recovered and you're susceptible, because remember, these guys are sneaky. These guys know how to get back into you. These guys know they've learned you. They know, I call it a supernatural knowing, to be honest with you. Not everybody agrees with that, but they know how to re-engage with you, even though you're determined not to. So leaving an avenue to your heart and soul and mind open to this type of entity is never a good idea. But it is understandable. A lot of us want the validation of a hoover. And we also want to know, were they really a narcissist? Because if they were a decent, honest, healthy human being, after hurting me like this, they certainly wouldn't want to come back into my life and use me again. That's just not what a good person does. Someone that loved me would never torture me like that, would never just pop back into my life just to see how I was doing. That's not what a kind, loving, healthy, great, amazing human being does. That's what a S-H-I-T-T-Y human being does. So that's when they'd start spying again. Now, guys, the last time that a narcissist, well, two of the last times that a narcissist will spy is if they're plodding along in their new relationship, or maybe their second or third new relationship since they discarded you or you walked away from them, they hear that you're doing well. They hear someone tells them, oh, wow, do you know what? You know, Johnny is just, oh my God, he's gotten two promotions. He's gotten a new sports car and he's bought a holiday house in France. or the Seychelles or the Caribbean, sorry, as you guys say it. We say the Caribbean in Europe, the Caribbean. Well, will that Johnny get spied on? Oh yes, Johnny-go-lately will be spied on and will be very likely the recipient of a well-planned Hoover. And if they're not the recipient of a well-planned direct Hoover, Mr. or Mrs. Narcissist will spy up enough to see the best way to align themselves with their old supply, who's doing really well, with their lives, in order to have a parallel life with them, where they will try and triangulate that old supply with somebody who's in the old supply's life, but look like they're having a relationship with that person in that environment. And they'll use that as a way to re-engage with the person. Like, I'm not interested in you in a relationship. Oh, it's great, you're doing well. I'm going out with this person who's on a par with you in what you're doing in your career or lives in the same area, etc. And that's the way they'll get in. So the old source of supply, who's now doing very well, will feel, oh, unusual that they're in, you know, back in my world, but they're not interested in me. They're not hoovering me. They're with my friend, or they're with a colleague. They're with someone that works in a competitor company to me. So it's not me they're back here for. Oh, yes, it is. It's either you they're back for to get back into a relationship with you, or it's to make themselves feel that they're just as good of you as you, if not better, as they try and go to a person that's in a higher up position than you. This is all the stuff that narcissists do. So in relation to, does the narcissist, is the narcissist spying on me? Sorry, we have some activity there in the back. Is the narcissist spying on me? Yes, if you do well and that's broadcast and it's well enough for the narcissist to become very disgusted with their current source of supply as not being good enough for me, and I need to get back where I belong, kind of thing. And, you know, I can forgive my old source of supply. They were misguided. They were influenced by their family, etc., etc. They reframe the reason that they left you, and you become a good person again, just misguided. And, you know, I'm sure you were suffering when the narcissist left you, and, you know, you deserve the narcissist back in your life, or so that kind of thought process goes. They would be prepared to forgive you. So, is the narcissist always spying on me? No. Last thing, the last time a narcissist will be spying on you, if you've made it very clear to the narcissist that there's no way back to you, and it's fairly dang obvious that you're totally opposed to the narcissist, and that's out there, it's in the world, it's in your community, you're even in another relationship. The narcissist, if their life is going really badly, and I mean, this can be 5, 10, 20 years after you've had a relationship with them. If they are fairly desperate, they will look up any person that they had a relationship with, despite you being kryptonite to them. Despite that, if they are desperate enough, they will reach out to see, has anything changed? But they won't reach out until they check you out and see, what are the chances? What are the chances? Is there any chance at all? And if they do find that ways of communication are open to you, that you are not getting on well in your relationship, that you're single, that you're widowed, that you're a widow or a widower, you know, the story, if there's any way back in at all, they will do their surveillance, they will be spying on you, and they will make contact. There's never an end. There's never a goodbye with a narcissist. Really, no matter what you do to the narcissist, because it's not about you and it's not about me and it's not about anybody else the narcissist was with. It's only and ever about the narcissist. And the narcissist is a magician or a magicianess at changing reality. Not only do they present an illusionary reality for us at every point, but they also do for themselves. They also reframe situations, relationships, and people to suit their needs. That's how crazy a narcissist's reality is. So we go into reality and see reality with some degree of subjectification, you know, subjective to how we perceive things. We can perceive things as bad or good. But basically, we keep reality on a steady enough line despite our own opinions about things. The narcissist can actually reframe factual reality and mould it so that it suits their idea of it and their circumstances. So what they, and this is why they have no stable identity or personality other than the one they create, which they can change. This is what we mean when we say unstable personality disorder. They change that anytime reality isn't suitable for them. They are like chameleons. They change to adapt, to make the reality suit them. It's a really, really messed up, kind of demonic, you know, kind of supernatural way of interacting with reality and with people. It's chaotic. It's confusing. It's always changing. It's not possible to have a relationship with a narcissist because there's nobody there. So those in general are what I found to be as accurate as possible in relation to the trajectory, of a narcissist and when they will spy on people, on particularly potential partners, at what stages and times from the beginning, the initiation of the relationship, to the end that is never, because again, it's about the narcissist. So unless you die or I die or the narcissist supply dies or the narcissist dies, the relationship for the narcissist is never over. Thank you for listening, guys. I will see you again soon. Take very good care of yourselves. For now.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.